Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to finish the first parak of Maseches Pesachim and begin the second parak of Maseches Pesachim. So we learned back in Mishnah Dal that it's an Issur Midrabanan to get Hana from Chametz already starting from the sixth hour on Erev Pesach, not after 6 hours, even from the beginning of the sixth hour. And even Truma, that's Chametz, has to be burnt by the beginning of the sixth hour on Erev Pesach. So our Mishnah discusses, is it mutter to cause the Truma to become Tamei while you're burning it, and whether what we just discussed in the last Mishnah about intensifying the Tumah of already Tameh Truma is going to help us in this conversation. So Rav Meir says, Midivreim Lamanu, from Rabbi Chanina's Chiddush in the last Mishnah, that you could take a Shlishi and turn it into a Sheni, and Rabbi Akiva's Chiddush in the last Mishnah, that you could take a Shlishi and even turn it into a Rishon, so we see, Shesarf and Truma Tahora, Ima Tameh B'Pesach, that you're allowed to burn Truma that's Tahor, that's Chametz, Truma Chametz, that's Tahor, in the sixth hour on Erev Pesach, together with Truma that is Tamei, even though that's going to be Metamei or Truma Tahora. Because just like in the previous Mishnah, we allowed intensifying an already existing level of Tumah, because you're not going to be able to eat it anyway, so there's no way sort of being Metamei it. So too over here, since you're not going to be able to eat it anyway, since it's Erev Pesach, so there's no Isser anymore being Metamei it. Meaning, we're assuming that the Isser being Metamei Truma is only an Isser because it's thereby making it not suitable to be eaten. So the next Tana says, no, Amar lo Rabbi Yossi, eina hi amida. How can you compare those two cases with each other? In Rabbi Chanina's case and in Rabbi Akiva's case, it was already Tamei. So there's no Isser being metamei that which is already Tamei. But in our case, it's not Tamei yet. So Rabbi Yossi, who holds that it's, again, Rabbi Yossi was the one that holds that you're not allowed to be metamei, he defends his opinion. And he says, you know, there's a machlokas of Blessing Rabbi Yeshua about burning two types of truma that are chametz together on Erev Pesach. So Rabbi Yossi is going to explain why the case that they're speaking of is not similar to the case that he paskined about. Umod Rabbi Blessing Rabbi Yeshua, both Rabbi Blessing Rabbi Yeshua, who disagree about burning truma that's chametz on Erev Pesach, they both agree shesarf and zol liatzma v'zol liatzma, that when you burn truma that's chametz during the 6 hour on Erev Pesach, you have to burn the truma that's tameh independent of the truma that's tahor. You cannot mix the two. Alman nechleku. What then do Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shua disagree about? Ala tluyav ala tameya. They only disagree if you're burning truma that is a suffix tamei or tahar together with truma that's definitely tamei on Erev Pesach. Rabbi Eliezer omer tisarv zulatzma v'zulatzma. Rabbi Eliezer is even strict about that, and he says even though one of them might be tamei, I mean one is definitely tamei and the other one might already be tamei anyway, still burn them separately because it might not be tamei, and you might be making it tamei by burning them together. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Shtein Kachas. No, in a case where one of them might be tamei already anyway, so then there's not going to be an Isser, an Erev Pesach, where you know you're not going to eat it, and it's told in the it might be tamei anyway, so you're not allowed to eat it. So then there's no Isser of burning it together with truma that is definitely tamei. So now we begin Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph. So we have quoted the Shita of Ram Gamliel back in Perek Aleph, who said that chulin could be eaten for the first 4 hours of the day on Erev Pesach, truma for the first 5 hours of the day on Erev Pesach. So says the Mishnah, kol shosh mutar le'echol, as long as you're allowed to eat chametz, meaning as long as you're allowed to eat truma, meaning throughout the first 5 hours of the day, mach lebeim l'chaylofas, you're allowed to feed any sort of chametz, even non-truma chametz, to animals on Erev Pesach, u'morchol l'nachrin, you're also still allowed to do mechiras chametz, u'mutar b'hanaso, and you're allowed to have hana'a from chametz. But over zmano, once the first 5 hours of the day pass, also ban also, you're not allowed to get hanor from chametz v'lo yasuk bo tana v'kirayim. You're not allowed to use it even to fuel an oven, meaning even though you're destroying it by fueling an oven, you're not allowed to do that because that's called that you're getting hanor from the chametz. Rabbi Yehuda omer ein bir chametz al shefer. Rabbi Yehuda says if you want to accomplish the real mitzvah bir chametz, you have to burn the chametz. It's the only method of destroying chametz that's acceptable. The chametz say no, it doesn't have to be burning the chametz. Af mefarer v'zora l'ruach u'matzah liyam. You could crumble it up into a bunch of crumbs and then scatter it into the wind or throw it into the sea. The chametz say that it doesn't have to be sreifa. Bior doesn't necessarily mean sreifa. It just means to destroy the chametz. So to quickly review what we learned today, in Mishnah Zayin we said that Rabbi Meir, building off of the Piskei Halacha of Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Akiva, says, oh, apparently you're allowed to burn Truma Tahora together together with Truma Tameya on Erev Pesach, because the Truma Torah you're not going to be allowed to eat anyway anymore, and there's no Isser being Metame, that which you're already not allowed to eat anyway. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, all they said is that if something's already Tame, you're allowed to be Metame to a higher degree, but if something is not Tame, even though you're not allowed to eat it, you're not allowed to be Metame Truma. And then we had said that Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shua both agree that you're not allowed to be Metame Truma on Erev Pesach, even though you're not allowed to eat it anymore. Their whole machlokes, the whole machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shua is, if you have Truma that might already be Tame, and Truma that is definitely already Tame, so then you have machlokes, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shua, whether you're allowed to bring those two things together. That's where Rabbi Shua's makel and says that since one of them, since the thing that you're being Metame might be Tame already anyway, so then you're allowed to burn them together. But if one thing is definitely not Tame, even though you're not allowed to eat it anymore because it's Erev Pesach, you're definitely not allowed to be Metame it. And then in Mishnah Aleph, we learned that as long as you're allowed to eat Truma, which means throughout the fifth hour of the day, according to Rabbi Gamliel, you're allowed to feed your animals the chametz, you're allowed to sell the chametz to a nachri, and you're allowed to get hana'ah. But once the fifth hour of the day passes, it becomes asr b'hana'ah, and therefore you're not allowed to fuel your oven with it. And then we had a machlokes tanaim, how to best perform the mitzvah of biur chametz, where Rabbi Yehuda says the only way to perform the mitzvah of biur chametz is with sreifa, is by burning the chametz. And the chum say you could even be mefarer v'zora l'ruach, you could even crumble it up and throw it into the wind or throw it into the ocean. Baruch Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis.